I didn't copy all that. Say that one more time.
Yeah, just for reference, you are quieter than the beep that happens when you unkey the mic.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, you are the same. I mean, I got the volume cranked all the way up on this radio, and I have to hold the mic up to my ear to hear you, so I'm not 100% on that.
Okay, yeah, that might be just the nature of these things. Yeah, I'm doing the same. I gotta have the mic right next to my ear, too. Okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, it's working for sure. And it's definitely better since we talked about it. So, yeah, don't sweat that. Whatever you're doing now, just keep doing it. It's working fine. So, you're probably coming up on the land there, right?
Yeah. I'm actually right by the airport now.
Well, that's not bad, man. I mean, you gotta think that's pretty good coverage for change of, you know, pretty simple mobile setup. I was actually looking this morning as I was eating my breakfast in front of the computer. I was just looking around. Man, ICOM made a pretty nice 325 range 1 380 to 470 radio. I don't know. It's a good looking machine, but I don't think it has a VFO. I am just struggling to find anything that can do digital with a VFO. Those Midlands will, but I have never come across a UHF Midland mobile.
I think a lot of it is because they kind of gear 25 more commercially. You know, I think it's more geared public safety, really. Commercial kind of picked it up. But I mean, I know we use it in amateur, but I don't think it was actually ever really geared. I'm talking the back of my microphone. I don't think it was actually geared for amateur.
Oh, yeah, that was a big difference when you turned it around. yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely not, but you know, some things have been hacked. I'm pretty sure the Motorola 2500 has a hack to put a VFO in it, which, you know, is not everything, not necessarily required. I mean, my God, I'm barely off a repeater when I'm talking. I'm usually on one, so I don't know. It just was curious to see. I know there's a couple different rigs out there that can do it. EF Johnson's got one out there, too, an older EF Johnson. It's actually a pretty good price. You know, you can find the mobile for around $200, which, you know, no removable faceplate, but still, for a mobile phase one, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to understand why some of these pictures of guys' rigs, why they have 9 different radios in their vehicle now. Well, this one can do this one can do that, but that one can't do this. You know, one of those crazy things.
Yeah, I do. absolutely, I do. Yeah, you know, that's the funny thing about, you know, that we're talking about right now with the crossband. You know what I think, man? It's like, okay, we can find a VHF repeater that's not very well occupied and throw the P25 signal across it. In theory, it'd be interesting to see, you know, UHF to that and then have the car be your amplifier for VHF. It's a weird thought.
Yeah, well, we looked at something similar. It wasn't the P25, but we looked at something similar in fire of using the actual engines outside as a mobile repeater. And then when you go in the house, you go VHF because we can enter the wall, then hit the truck, and then the truck would take us 800 back to the trunk system. But, yeah, there's a lot of coordination, a lot of crazy things that go on with that, too, you know.
Yeah, I got you, man. Cool. So, what, about 5 minutes out?
Yeah, thereabouts. So I got to go up to 49th and then go back down because of the construction that they're doing on 118th. So, I'm trying to bypass it and make a big U, essentially.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're starting to get a little more picket fencing going on, but man, you're a good distance away. It's definitely still working very, very well. It's impressive. I'm on the veterans, just about waters currently, just to give you a reference for my location. And again, on that little crappy antenna that I built. But hey, man, she gets out somehow.
Yeah, it definitely pops more stretchy on my side, too. I'm at 49th and Homework button, and I'm not ready to go back to west.
All right, I think I'm about unlimited and able to talk to you, man. Before I lose you, I'll go ahead and sign off. Hey, man, have a good shift today, and Yeah, I'll catch up with you about the antenna stuff. We'll definitely keep talking about it, figure something out, game plan for down the road. But I do like the 40-meter thought. Just, I'm not putting an HF rig on my car. Anyway, hey man, take it easy. N4 VRZ, you have declared your final.